I was at the gym.
You? Oh, you were here?
Yeah. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Right, good afternoon, everyone. Okay. Welcome to this extraordinary meeting of the Environment and Community Services Committee of West Mersey Council. It's been called as an extraordinary meeting, and it's not a scheduled meeting, but it's just one item on the agenda. The agenda has been issued together with the minutes of the last meeting. Formally, we've got Councillor Weaver as an apology, but no other. I'd like to thank you for your attendance this afternoon, members of the public as well, two members of the public. Can I move to the next item, which is 2507, to recall declaration of interest. Is there any declaration of interest from any of the council?
Okay.
No, recall it, Kirsty. We have got on 2508 a public session where members of the public will be given access to making a 3-minute statement. For purposes this afternoon, as it's a one-item agenda, and there are matters which are coming before the committee which may require supplementary information, I may ask members of the public to make any contribution, invite them to make a contribution at the particular time when information becomes available.
Chair, to interrupt you, can we go back to 2506 and take a vote, please?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, who did we have apologies from?
Councillor Weaver.
And was there anyone else that's
no.
Absent? Okay.
So we take a vote to accept their acceptance, okay. The meeting's been called to consider the position of Fairhaven Avenue and the wider aspects regarding the cropping of trees and the potential harm to red squirrel. I'd like to put on record that we're very grateful to Graham Farley for alerting us to the issue that's arisen, and for the action which he has taken. The good news is that the cropping has been delayed, but there are wider aspects, I believe, that need attention, which follows from action or inaction of the council in regard to this. The issue for us is that the protection of red squirrels is very important to this council, and it needs to be formally recorded as such, because it's a key aspect of our environmental protection. So, now then move on to 2508, which is the public session. Members of the public, we've got two present. Do they wish to exercise their right to make a comment on the agenda and the items?
I presume I'm being invited to talk,
yeah.
So I don't need to, do I?
I don't think at this stage. I think we've got enough information growing. There's no update, is there?
I forwarded the updates to you.
Yeah. There's no update after that.
No, I don't know where it's quite what to say. Really.
I think for the other members of the committee, although I put some information on the website in relation to the exchange, certainly other members of the committee may have not had the latest information, which you sent me the other day. That's worth saying that.
Essex County Council don't seem to have got a grip of the law. The latest document that I sent to you starts to refer to them reappraising the work in January period next year. They talk about surveying and automatically getting a licence, and then they can proceed with the works as long as they work with an ecologist. But they're not following protocol, and they're not following the requirements of the Wildlife and Countryside Act.
Yeah.
Fairhaven Avenue has a long-established tree population, if you like. I mean, there are 17 trees that they've identified that need, in their words, to be topped. But we're in a position at the moment where red squirrels occupy the trees, and they use the trees as a corridor. The trees overlap each other. They form a cover. And it's a classical environment for red squirrels. If they carry out the works, they are going to literally take out the tops of the trees. They're going to decimate the trees. They're not pruning the trees, they're butchering the trees, but also reducing the likelihood that red squirrels will use the remaining stumps of trees that have been left after the work. And that's the concern at the moment. The correspondence is going backwards and forwards to different people, but even though I've written to the CEO and she's acknowledged receipt of that, I've had nothing back.
Okay.
Confirming that they're delaying, but they're not addressing any of the issues.
Okay.
The issues have been raised with them, and there just seems to be a lack of understanding.
Okay. With the motion of the committee, can I ask you two questions on that? One is, normally, my understanding is that, having done a bit of research, is that they normally don't do it in October, but they delay pruning of trees until later on in the winter for precisely the reason that it would impact on squirrels.
They can't just carry out, they have to identify which trees have drays in them. At the moment they can't do that because obviously the trees are in leaf.
Yeah.
And they were very belligerent, they wanted just to go ahead with the works. I don't think they expected any objections.
Yeah.
But none of that complies with the Wildlife and Countryside Act.
Okay. And the second question is, it was inferred in the correspondence, you thought that damage was being done to, forget red squirrels, but you thought damage was being done to the trees anyway.
The proposed work is basically just hacking the tops of the trees off. And what it does, it leaves the trees in a disfigured state, not a natural straight, and it leaves stumps at the tops of the trees.
Okay.
Normally, they would crown prune the trees back, which would then reduce the height but would retain the shape for the trees.
Okay.
And in the letter that came from Essex County Council, they actually state that it will take years for the trees to recover.
Okay.
So they're acknowledging that themselves.
Okay. So in your view, that I don't want to put words in your mouth, but there are two issues which are the way that they've gone about it in terms of the red squirrels.
Yes.
That's the first thing, isn't it? And although it's to be welcomed that they've delayed it, the issues affecting red squirrels still remain.
Yeah, they don't seem to have got into their heads that red squirrels might not be seen on the ground, but as we approach
yeah.
the winter, they stay
yeah.
in the trees,
yeah.
even when the leaf come down. And the trees are used as shelter, they're not necessarily used
yeah.
as dray locations. They're using them in combination with other trees
yeah.
in the gardens of Fairhaven Avenue. We know that because we see them doing it.
Yeah.
So it's unusual to find a population of red squirrels in this sort of demographic, if you like,
yeah.
With the houses.
Yeah.
But we have a natural environment for them with the tree cover that is there. The trees are literally, if you look at the trees in Fairhaven, they're mostly oak trees.
Yeah.
They are actually in crossing over each other, the branches, so the squirrels can actually use them.
Yeah.
So they remain at the top end where the trees are lesser. Down the bottom end, they don't really see the squirrels.
Okay.
but it's this interlinking network with the trees in the garden and the trees in the turn.
I take that point.
They will not get a licence from Natural England for the works.
Okay.
And Natural England have forwarded their recommendations, which is advice document that government use as a reference, and that comes from the Forestry Commission. But their responses sort of leave you feeling that they've not really read the document.
Okay.
So, obviously, I'm working with Chris. I call him the Squirrel Man. I have not met Chris yet, but
okay.
We've been talking online. And I've actually had dialogue with Natural England, who sent a warning letter, basically
okay.
saying that they had to be extremely careful, otherwise they will be prosecuted.
Okay. Thanks very much.
You've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that. We're going on to action, but I think I'll put up there in lights at the moment. I think we're moving to, subject to what the committee may feel, that we may need, well, we will need to take a formal position of supporting what efforts have been done so far in relation to the issue here. But we can move on to what the terms of that involvement should be, committee, in due course. That's the kind of discussion that I want to open up.
I think this has implications for the council, which they've probably not looked at before.
No, we haven't. I think, again, I've done some work on it. I don't recall any previous consideration going back over a number of years about this. So we are breaking new ground.
I mean, in Fairhaven at the low section, quite a large tree was actually cut down quite recently.
Yeah.
The people building the house took the tree down,
yeah.
and there was a lot of protest. And
I don't think
the people there knew that there was a possibility the tree was being used. So
no.
It's an awareness.
But it's also a profile for this council.
Yes.
In terms of putting it forward with some pretty big players on the ground in relation to this. Can we park you for a moment, Graham, with that, and we'll go on to consideration of what we might do in a minute, informal session.
Yeah.
Is there anything more you want to set this stage?
Well, I think you're the conduit that should be there between Essex County Council.
That's
They're coming onto Mersey Island. They're working under your auspices. You should have your own risk assessments and data for the red squirrels on the island.
Yeah.
And they should be made aware that there's a protocol to be followed.
Yeah, thank you.
That's it.
Mr. Clark.
Thank you. I'd like to also emphasise that the red squirrels are protected by the Wildlife and Countryside Act 1981 and the revision of the Countryside and Rights of Way Act 2000, under which it's a criminal offence to damage or destroy any structure or place that red squirrels use for shelter or protection, or to disturb a red squirrel while there. I consider the council should publicise the law protecting the habitat of red squirrels in the wider context, including the subject area, and the penalties, i.e. it is a criminal offence to undertake such tree work in that context. Consider the council should also act to protect the local colony, together with the Mersey Island Society, by reviewing and reporting tree works that may be an offence. I think, as the other member of the public has highlighted, this often occurs when people have taken over a property. They may not be aware of the local colony. I'm not saying this is deliberate, but there's a lack of apparent awareness of this. I'm pleased the council is reviewing this as its hands are not clean. I had reported it for undertaking works on trees with TPOs on them without permission earlier in Mersey Park. I consider the council, in conjunction with East Mersey Parish Council, should also apply for tree preservation orders to protect this habitat. I've done this myself, including a property I earlier sold that had oak trees that were a proven habitat. It may be useful to include this issue when reviewing planning applications by making reference to the law in any response. as a standard phrase. I also consider the council should adopt a policy of replacing a tree it removes with at least one other semi-mature tree of a type and at a location to support this. Just one more thing, I've advised, in the context of the work of this committee, advised by the council that the responsibility of this committee include both village greens and town signage. I provided the copy of the minutes of a meeting which I was asked to undertake the legal mapping and signage work for Village Green 241 South and refer to my email of 8th of September. I've had no reply to that email. I consider it's unacceptable. The work I was requested to undertake was not acknowledged and any appreciation expressed of this work. I again asked for a meeting to close that and to arrange the sign. Greet is erected. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Can I just make a point on the TPOs? I don't think that you get a TPO with this work hanging over this, because they're talking about subsidence.
Okay.
I also raise a point, Chair? I've already spoken to Graham about doing that actually as well.
Yeah.
We spoke quite early on.
Okay.
Yes.
When this was highlighted,
okay,
as a suggested way forward.
Okay.
So that has already been,
okay,
a consideration as a way forward.
Okay. Can we treat the TPO one as a...
Can I add something? I have also attempted to tame TPOs on, for example, the oak trees on the public open space in Seaview Avenue, which was refused by the City Council because they then had a policy of not issuing TPOs on trees on public land.
Okay.
Which I consider a problem, given that there then is, to some extent, a policy of disposing of land and other assets in order to make the most use of their,
okay,
land assets, as they phrase them.
Okay. I was going to say that I think TPOs is an important consideration, but it's a subsection of what we're talking about today in relation
to... It's not important at this precise moment in time.
Can we move on, therefore? Thank you to the two members of the public for important contributions. I've got one other item before you reach consideration of the of what action we're going to do to confirm the minutes. Yep. Formally, I have to put to you the minutes of the meeting held on the 4th of June 2025. Nigel, you got any points to raise?
No, it seems all good to me.
I'm happy to propose we accept them, Chair.
Councillor Webster proposes acceptance.
Yeah.
Then can we have a vote for that?
Yep.
Thank you very much. So that's agreed, that's the third item, which was the fourth item agreed today. So can we move on then to 25.10? The agenda item says to consider the tree work in the council area, tree work plan but for Fairhaven and the disturbance of the squirrels, and importantly to agree the next steps. So we are here today to consider what the next steps would be. Can I ask for a question of information? If we agree the next steps, have we got delegated authority or have we to go to the council?
To recommend what?
To recommend what the next steps should be.
Well, it depends what they are, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over to you, Kirsty.
Well, I imagine that I can recommend them. Whether they take them on board is another matter.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, can we move therefore then to consider what the next step should be?
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Webster, you've been involved with.
I have. I have behind the scenes. Graham and myself have been communicating with regards to the squirrels. It's unfortunate that I think it's fair to say that a city councillor was contacted, but the response, I think it's fair to say, Graham, was very, very poor with what came back. was quite a lot of interest on social media with regards to the question with the squirrels. I know that you've linked, as you've mentioned, Graham, you've linked up with Chris.
Yeah.
I spoke to our town clerk, Kirsty, to see if there was any objections if I contacted Essex County Council, and I proceeded to do that.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with a young lady who had assured me that she'd spoken to the head ecologist, assured me that the trees had been surveyed. There was reference to a survey that had been done 10 months ago, and I did point out to her that things change in 10 months, activity will change. Just to pull Graham in again, I believe it's recommended, is it 3 months? Is the recommendation to do works within 3 months, or did you read 2 weeks? Or?
It needed to be surveyed within 3 months, but then that's just the initial. But then to follow up within 2 weeks off, because obviously things move quite quickly with red squirrels.
Yeah, okay. But is that the Forestry Commission? It says 3 months. Yeah.
No, but it also emphasises 2 weeks.
Weeks as well. Mm. Right, okay. So I think that perhaps that should be a consideration with whatever we take forward. You know, if we're going to put something in. I did receive an email from the officer that I spoke to at Essex County Council to say that they've postponed the works. Not much further. I understand as well that Essex Rural Policing Team have been contacted as well, and they have also contacted Essex County Council to make them aware that if the works were to be carried out, that they would be in breach.
Potentially
in breach, and it could potentially lead to prosecution and arrests if they carried out the works at that time. Up until we received the email to say they'd been postponed, they was quite adamant they were going to carry out the works on the basis that they'd spoken to the head ecologist, who felt it would be minimal impact to the red squirrels, but the protection, my understanding, Graham, correct me if I'm wrong, is any impact to the red squirrels, not minimal.
I can read it to you. I mean, what they actually say is disturbance offences relate to animals occupying a dray. The squirrel is inside or at the dray when the operations occur. Disturbance might occur without any damage to the dray, for example, where adjacent trees are felled. The degree of disturbance is likely to be greatest for drays with young squirrels present. And it talks about taking and working on trees around the tree. So the tree with the dray in it, they could leave that, but the disturbance from cutting down the other trees is the problem. And they don't seem to understand that. They don't seem to understand it. And second, this is Forestry Commission. There is no mechanism for licensing. They call it forestry operations, but this is tree works, where they may cause damage or disturbance to red squirrels. There are some exceptions in very restricted circumstances, such as felling trees for public safety reasons.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm.
There's no window outside of that.
And I'm just reading a government web page, which actually has good advice here. It says, local red squirrel groups can offer advice and support. It is advisable for forest and woodland owners and managers to cultivate a collaborative working relationship with their local red squirrel group. So I don't know how much Essex Council or Colchester Council have they had correspondence with the red squirrel group before now, or existence.
Now it's starting to come across.
Yeah.
But what they've done is they go to the ecologist.
Yes, I understand that. But they've had no prior contact with the local red squirrel group, so that's something that needs to be emphasised. Because if they had a dialogue before now, they'd understand the importance of the population, the red squirrel population here.
They would understand the situation completely.
Yeah.
But they've not contacted Natural England, the regulator, and when you think that Essex County Council made statements that they will get a licence, in their words, we will get a licence, well, the only people giving a licence is Natural England, and you're not going to get one.
They also seem to have a misunderstanding, because I noticed that their ecologist said the red squirrel population is likely to be low because it's an urban area.
Yeah.
And of course it is the only area with trees, because the rest of Mersey is devoid of any substantial...
I'm anxious. Everything is done through the chair. Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. So the public consultation issue is up there in lights for me. Your report, Teresa, anything else to say in relation to your report?
Not really. At the moment, there's not been any further communication come from Essex County Council to myself.
Okay.
From what was forwarded on to yourself.
Okay.
And on to Graham, and on to our town clerk. Just that it's been postponed. So there's nothing, no other correspondence.
Can I address the chair and just make a statement that the only reason that they stopped the works was because the police were called.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah,
that shows you the severity.
Certainly. Yeah. What about with the councillor Parsons? Any more contact with him?
No, there was an offer on social media for another city councillor to get involved, but by that point I was already involved and communicating with Essex County Council. But to say politely, it was poo-hooed, really, I feel is the right wording to use, by the city councillor.
Okay.
That was.
I just want to get a full exposure of what representations have already been made before we move on.
There
is another representation that went in. There's a lady who lives on the island, and she works for the Forestry
Commission.
She's making contact.
I believe as well,
again, correct me if I'm wrong, Graham, through the Red Squirrel Group, somebody from the Wildlife Trust also commented as well.
The Wildlife Trust wanted to become involved, and I left that to Chris.
Okay.
Chris hasn't taken that offer, but the offer is still there.
Could be useful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you both, Nigel as well, Kent, for the contributions. Any comment?
No, not in relation to these.
Okay. I'm anxious to get everyone involved. Nigel, anything more?
No, I'm not.
So we move on to the question of what action we take. What I would like to propose is that we take action on a number of fronts, because I think it's required. The first action is in terms of the formal position with Essex County Council and with with Colchester. I'd like to us to consider making a formal letter to them, expressing the following. I think one is that we appreciate that a decision has been taken to postpone, that's taken place, but that we are concerned as a council about the circumstances that gave rise to that, and the fact that we have that the Red Squirrels have been put in a position of detriment by the work that was proposed, and that this only came to light as a result of action being taken by a prominent resident and the Environmental Association, and which he represents, and the fact that we've got a fundamental interest in this in terms of the population of red squirrels on Mersey. first declaration that we need to make, I believe.
Chair?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. I think as well that if we are going to write to Essex County Council, I think we need to highlight that you know, that, how can I put this, that they just wasn't listening. I think that needs to be highlighted.
Yeah.
That they felt that it was okay to carry out the works on the basis that they'd spoken to their head ecologist.
Yeah.
So I think we need to write that into the letter.
I'm only putting that framework
thank
here.
You.
I'm not. I'm just
you.
Saying that the formal thing
yeah.
is that we need to write to say that we are disturbed by what has happened here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The letter went to the CEO. She responded and acknowledged the letter. That was probably about 8 or 9 days ago, but she hasn't responded since. So that's disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No.
Well, I was just going to say, we could also say that if there's any future intention to do tree works on, or any works actually, Basis County Council on Mersey Island, we would appreciate if we are informed before they intend to carry out those works.
Yep. Any other comments? What the letters should say?
There is a standard for works for red squirrels,
okay.
and it's called the good practice. And the good practice they have to comply with, and they have to demonstrate that they've complied with. So you could request that.
Mm.
Okay.
It's a physical document that needs to be produced.
Okay. Don't we need to say something in relation to what they want to do in terms of in the winter, in terms of the point that was made? It's not only the disturbance of the tree, it's the disturbance of the whole area.
I think, Chair, I think we need to highlight to them as well that their approach to the trees about topping, I believe it's described on the Forestry Commission as the most damaging way it's quite ruthless, damaging way to address.
Well, I see that protecting canopy connectivity is essential, which is what will be disturbed. If
yeah.
That's
what
just highlighted. When they top the trees, what it does, it leaves the trees vulnerable to disease. So is it actually then a threat to the environment? Because if you're going to kill a tree, you're obviously removing habitat.
Yeah.
So their whole approach is, I think it's quite
okay.
barbaric.
Okay. The other issue that comes in is the whole question of public consultation. The public involvement, isn't it? I mean, the point that I made in terms of involvement with known local groups of running interest in red squirrels.
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah.
Yeah. As I said before, if they informed us of their intended works, then feedback could be given to them, but they won't come and consult on every issue every time they're going to cut down a tree. They won't consult, but if they inform us that they intend to do it, then we can involve the relevant.
Well, they need to make there's a risk assessment really from Essex County Council. If they're going to do work on Mersey Island, they're aware there are red squirrels. That's your risk assessment. You then have to take it further forward because the red squirrels may not be using that tree, but that tree could be close to another tree that has red squirrels.
Yeah.
Would it be fair, Chair, to actually request a meeting?
I would.
With all parties. If Chris is yourself, Chris, the council.
Okay.
To get an agreed approach going forward.
But can I be clear, Cass Webster? Are you saying as well that's an alternative to putting out our concerns? Or?
I think we need to put our concerns forward, but in the same letters, request a meeting
okay.
with an agreed approach going forward.
Okay. Okay.
I would suggest some of the points that you've made. I mean, for example, we suggest, you know, consulting, advising the council, but before we...
Okay.
Could we meet to agree an approach going forward?
Okay, and who would you want? Who would you propose should be at the meeting?
I would suggest, obviously, Essex County Council. I mean, if they want to bring their ecologists, but the
the Squirrel Group.
The Squirrel Group.
We've also got the lady who's Forestry Commission. She may be in the Squirrel Group.
Yeah.
She's certainly friends with Chris.
Chris, yourself.
Okay. Yeah, for legal.
Council. And whoever Essex County Council wants to bring along.
Okay.
I think that there's an elephant in the room, which is why are they doing the works in the first place?
Yeah.
If there's one tree which is causing the issue, and they're talking about it being a plane tree, and we don't know which of the trees
it is. No.
And then they're talking about taking the tops off of 17 trees in total, which mostly are of oak, is a concern. And I think that's why Essex Wildlife Trust have come in as well. They're concerned over this.
Okay.
So it's actually asking the council to justify the proposed works. They're probably not going to get the works, but it would be interesting to know why.
Okay. So the letter, what I'm getting is that we write a letter listing our concerns, which are considerable, seek a meeting. Yep.
Yeah.
And we ask for that as soon as possible, really. I think time is moving on. Yeah.
Can I just add to it as well?
Can I just add before you go? I think we need to make a public statement to the media and locally about what is happening and what action we're taking. Yep. Sorry, Teresa, next one.
I actually had on my list as well. I think once we've met, then I do think we need to put it into a policy.
Okay. From the town council?
Yeah. Once we've met with Essex County Council.
Okay.
And we've got an agreed approach.
Okay.
I just raised one little point.
Yeah, sure.
You should get something together because you're asked to give your views on planning applications. Well, many of those planning applications will have trees. So it's at that point that you can then raise that subject with them. But you should have, you need to have protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to think about how we can address that. So we've got three elements at the moment: the concern, the letter of concern, which needs to be drafted. We've got the meeting, a public statement, and in due course consideration of a policy statement.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else?
I can't think of anything else.
Just an assurance from the council that they're not going to carry out any works, and an assurance from the council that they will come back to you.
Yeah, that will be in the letter.
The fact they've ignored Teresa.
Yeah.
I mean, I wrote to the council as Mersey Island Environmental Alliance and Environmental Law Foundation, and we've got a lot of clout with that, and they've still not responded.
No.
So, Chair, this letter really should go to the Chief Exec
yes.
as well.
Oh, it will go to the Chief Executive, yeah. And we have got it's County Council councillor, haven't we? So clearly, it's important that he takes action as well.
We have one on the island. Sorry, yes, who are you referring to?
John Jones.
Yeah. Although we can't influence what he does.
Yeah.
We can only request.
Joe, are you thinking a copy to John Jones as
well?
Well,
certainly a copy to John Jones, but I think more than that. My view, I mean, he represents Mersey as well as all these other areas in North Essex, which he represents, etc. I mean, this is an important issue. I think it's important that we make direct contact with him as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perhaps he should also be requested to attend, if we do get a meeting, come along to a meeting.
We can ask.
The person I wrote to was Nicole Wood, and that was on the 9th of October,
yeah.
And she responded on the 9th of October, acknowledging emails receiving attention.
They all full up with the reorganisation of local government at the moment, but that's by and by. I mean, they're still councillors, and they've still got a statutory responsibility to do it. So, what I would like to propose then is the following. We can take it in elements, and then we can move to a formal motion for the whole lot at the end, right? The element is that we write to, as a matter of urgency, to Essex County Council and copy to the other relevant bodies a letter of concern that of what has taken place and assurances that work will not be put in place until further consideration is given with consultation with this council.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Is that agreed? Yeah. The second element is that we seek it as a meeting, a matter of urgency, a meeting with Essex and with relevant local groups, including the group that Graham mentions, of course, and the local group here on the island, to look at the situation that's occurred, and for an exchange of information. Anything on that?
That's
just fine. And public involvement, that a public statement be put out on Facebook and locally through the media. And the fourth element is that we look at the policy implications as far as the council in terms of good practice going forward.
Can I also, Chair, suggest as well that the public statement goes via email as well, via email to the contacts that the council have? It's like an information loop.
The email?
Yeah.
Newsletter.
List.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, when looking at Facebook, we don't just do the Mersey locals, that it goes into the Red Squirrel group as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. So those are the four elements. That I've put forward. On that basis, I would like to so move that be the position of this committee. Yeah. Can I move that be the position?
Yeah. I'm happy to support.
Yeah.
Right. So that will be obviously recorded in the minutes.
I'll second it.
And you'll second it.
Yeah.
Who puts that to vote then?
Yeah.
That's agreed unanimously. What is the position, Mayor, in terms of us being able to?
I think your terms of reference, I don't think it has to go, I don't think you have to recommend to full council. Let's have a look.
No, not necessarily.
Have you got the map?
I have got it, yeah.
Oh, right.
I don't know which, it's a bit vague.
it is, that's why I've asked you the question.
As long as it doesn't say to refer, I think you have the powers to...
Well, I mean, yes, the Environmental Community Service Committee shall be a standing committee of West Mersey Town Council. It has the power to make decisions which support the aims of the committee without the need to refer to full council unless a matter is specifically referred up. So in other words, you don't have to, but you can.
Yeah.
It is subject to the same general rules of conduct as all council meetings. Examples could include promote environmental awareness within the community and work with the local community in partnership to achieve environmental change. So comes under that example, basically.
Yeah.
So, yes, I don't think we need to
okay.
get approval for council, although we might have to ask whether, well, we might have to pass the final word in front of them.
For a policy.
On the items 1 to 3, we make a statement to the community?
I think you've got the powers to do that under the Environment Committee.
Yeah, promote environmental awareness within the community.
Yeah.
Do you need us anymore? Or because you've made your decisions now, haven't you?
Yeah, we made it.
So I'm off on holiday tomorrow.
Okay,
so
okay.
No.
No,
I need to back.
But
Graham, what date are you back?
27th.
Just really, if we're coming to meet it, it's...
yeah,
not before the 27th.
I know,
I think we have.
It's like 3 o'clock in the morning or something. Yeah,
yeah.
If there's anything else, Graham, that comes out, you're still in contact, are you? You're not away out of...
Oh, I'm on email.
Email, and so you can pass anything on that
yes.
comes up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's a very fluid, I'm very conscious, it's quite a fluid situation regarding these other parties, and things may change very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, your reserve point all the time is that you can call the police and the police will help.
I'll take that. But we're dealing with people that can I say, are not that aware of what powers they've got and what powers exist in terms of legislation.
We've only got to look at Colchester, who seem to be unaware that they've got oysters.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, exactly so.
I'm used to it, but
okay.
Yeah, you can even, if it comes through, and I will pass backwards and forwards.
Well, thank you very much, Graham, for your attendance.
That's all right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Well, can I ask for information? It was the Mersey Iron Society that was involved in the introduction of
yes.
the squirrels onto
right.
the island.
Yes.
Is it proposed to involve them in this?
Yes,
I understand
is.
You are committing yourself.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I had a discussion this morning with Ian.
Locked in.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Nigel, we haven't finished.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay. If there's any other points you want to raise for me in the committee in relation to the discussion which we've had. I am conscious though that I can say this is that keeping the town tight away from the rooms. It's quite a complex set of issues which we're dealing with here. With the council, we're going to have to keep the full council involved and informed.
Chair, you'll be able to update them under updates in the committee, but you don't need to escalate it up,
okay.
don't believe, to
okay.
to get it approved.
Okay. I just want to take us as a council for in a united way. That's why I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless there's anything else, I'll close.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much.